Minister of Health Stephen Wade joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Minister. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity.
Stephen, a lot of people are saying, is this a knee-jerk reaction with the decision from the government?
Now, this is a clear scientific response to a challenge. All the positive cases in the Parafield cluster can be traced back to a single international traveller from the UK, and there are no unlinked cases. So clearly we've caught this very early, but it also means we've only got a limited window of opportunity. We've got good data which shows that the incubation period with this strain is very short. People are having little or no symptoms. And some of our recent cases have been infectious in sites that risk more widespread transmission. Yeah. For example, the Woodville pizza bar, mm-hmm. there's an infection period of 10 days.
Yeah.
There's a lot of customers there. And there's also, I think it's important to understand that there is scientific evidence for surface transmission, and there's even a suggestion that the delivery of pizza cases may well involve a risk. So what we're facing is a limited number of current identified cases, but a significant risk of unidentified cases. So the public health team's advice to the police commissioner is that we should have a six-day pause, a circuit breaker. It gives us an opportunity to stop the spread of the disease. Gives us an opportunity for the contact tracers to identify and also isolate close contacts. And to be frank, 6 days is also an opportunity to try and tone down the infection within those cases who are already infected. So we're strongly saying to people, if you're symptomatic, go and get tested. But for the whole community, we need to have a united effort to slow down the movement to reduce transmission.
Hey, Minister, what are the possibilities of this lockdown being extended? What are the KPIs that we need to tick off to prevent this happening?
Well, the Chief Public Health Officer has said that this campaign will be for 14 days. The first 6 days, people are being asked to stay at home. At the end of those 6 days, we'll be discussing what we need to do in the balance of the 14 days. But we believe that this, if people work with us on a short, sharp shock, this may well break the cycle. This may well give us the opportunity to stop this this outbreak becoming a second wave.
Stephen, what about the testing stations? They're under siege, absolutely under siege. The phones are going off, 10 to 12 hours waiting to get tested. How are we fixing this? What's the government doing to ease the pressure?
We're extending the opening hours. So, for example, both Victoria Park and Elizabeth will be open till midnight tonight.
Right.
We're identifying two more testing sites to open up. We opened one earlier this week at Parafield. We actually closed Yamba and Bordertown so that we can divert resources to the metro sites.
Yep.
I think it's important to appreciate the people who operate these clinics are highly skilled health professionals. Yep. We're not asking people to be swabbed by people who are untrained. We're making sure we're delivering a high quality testing service.
Yep.
And also during the 6 day pause period, we'll be issuing revised test criteria. So, for example, we've never recommended that people who don't have symptoms should get tested. We'll be reiterating that in terms of the criteria that we issue later today. In particular, we'll be asking people who are asymptomatic and have been to a location that's been highlighted as a potential risk for those people to get tested, but we certainly won't be asking people who are not symptomatic to get tested. So hopefully we can both increase the supply and target the demand.
Hey, Minister, what about the people? We've had a lot of people call up and text wondering about the funding for people that are forced from work and especially casual workers that won't be paid. Is there going to be compensation or plans around compensation from the government?
There are provisions in terms of pandemic leave. They're provided by both the state and federal governments. But I wouldn't be being honest with your listeners if I said that everybody who has a financial loss through this will be compensated. What we need to understand is that the shutting down of our state for weeks on end will have huge financial impact on us all. We've only recently Victoria came out of 112 days of hard lockdown. This is hopefully targeted at six. It's a very different challenge to Victoria. Victoria had widespread community transmission. We're trying to stop any community transmission.
Yeah. Hey, Minister, what about, are we taking too many unnecessary risks bringing people back from overseas? And because they've had 6 months to get back now, or have we got the protocols wrong?
Well, the hotel quarantine is maintained at a very high level. We had a recent national review and South Australia was given a gold star for the quality of its hotel quarantine. We do have a responsibility to Australian citizens and Australian residents to help them get back home. We are doing everything we can to keep it as safe as possible. But infections in relation to COVID do happen. Even our most highly trained health professionals with their full PPE in an acute hospital environment can catch the virus. We saw that in a nurse in an intensive care unit in Adelaide earlier this year. So we'll certainly continue to strive to maintain the highest possible standards in our hotel quarantine. But this is an insidious virus. And whether it's through hotel quarantine or whatever, COVID is in the world. There will be cases. We need to make sure that we're ready to deal with them when they do occur. That's why the South Australia, right from day one, has delivered on the philosophy of act early, act decisively. That's what we did in the first wave. That's what we're doing as we're facing this cluster. Let's remember, this is our fourth cluster. We closed down the Barossa cluster. We closed down Adelaide Airport. We closed down Theberton. Just like in Theberton, we're acting early. We're acting decisively. The response is tailored to the situation. What Nicola Spearer is seeing, that there is, particularly through some of the recent cases, there is a risk of a large number of contacts. We need to reduce the risk to the community by asking the whole community to reduce movement and reduce the risk of transmission.
Chatting with Minister of Health, Stephen Wade. Before we let you go, face masks, where can we get them and where do we buy them and how do we purchase them and how many do we need?
Well, there are generally available in pharmacists and supermarkets and the like. But we do have very good supply. Let's be clear, Detmold, the local producer, is now Australia's leading producer of these masks. Yeah. And we'll certainly, as SA Health, be keen to make sure that there is supplies to the community. So we'll be backing up the private supplies with SA Health-initiated supplies. We believe that this is one way that we can increase safety, not only during these 6 days, but beyond.
Minister, just before we let you go, last question. What is classed as an essential worker? Because I had a couple of callers, someone from the building industry, someone who's doing a pest control inspection, yeah. And they just want to know what is classed and where do they go from there?
I think there will be more clarity tonight as the police commissioner issues his direction. In the context of education, we're particularly thinking about health workers, nurses, doctors, and so forth. In terms of the industry, the manufacturing, mining, whatever it might be, it will be more in terms of what operations are permitted, and it'll be up to the, as I understand it, the individual facility to say, well, we need these workers to deliver on this permitted operation.
Stephen, is there a website for any answers that anyone has any questions or any information required that they can go to? Because we couldn't find it before.
Yeah, there certainly is. There's SA Health's website, which has a COVID dedicated page, but also the Department of Premier and Cabinet has a website called www.covid-19.sa.gov.au, and all the latest news is there.
Minister, thanks for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Stephen Wade there.